Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
Broadcasting live from Studio E down here in Central Florida. I am your host, Steve Elkins, and this is Off the Beaten Path. Today's date is August 29th, 2021. It's been a full week of news, sound bites, and news that is being passed off as real news, much of which would be labeled fake news. Please visit the RBN website for great resource articles and provocative insight. Share what you have learned. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org. My email address is off the beaten path, steve@gmail.com. Welcome to the show. I'm going to start off with a little opening here, a little monologue here about prayer. Prayer alone will not defeat this evil that we are seeing upon us right now. It won't. Not a chance. Prayer, on the other hand, will ease our minds, will help us to regroup, help us to focus, help us to unite, come together for a common cause, a common purpose. Evil seeks those who are uninformed, who have low self-esteem, who have lost all hope. That's not who we are. This listening audience has character. This listening audience has spine. We are going to ride out this storm together. There is a major divide and conquer program agenda going on right now. At work, between families, between you and your employer. There's a time when you used to think, you know, I love going to my job. I love my boss. I love the company I work for. They care about me. That's all gone now. Working with other people at work, you know, used to get along great relationships, and now for some reason, it's vaxxed against unvaxxed. We're the dirty ones. We're the unclean ones. We are the super spreaders. Aside from the facts that we really are not. We're actually the very healthy ones. See, we haven't played the game. We don't do the masks. We don't do the shots. And for some reason, we're still walking around. I find that quite amazing, don't you? I say this to people all the time. I say, no, I'm not going to take it. Well, you need to. Why? I haven't done the mask, and I'm not going to do the shots. And look at me. I'm pretty good shape. I'm healthy. I take care of myself. Healthy lifestyle goes a long way. It really does. So when you're talking about people you work with or your employer, we have new enemies here. I hate to say it this way, but this is the hard fact. These people that look at you as the unclean, the unhealthy, the super spreaders, they are no longer your friends. I've lost 4 or 5 friends along the way. I've lost family member along the way who believe different than me. I'm losing them left and right. Because you know why? I won't budge. I will not budge on what I know to be the truth. I won't cave in. That's a sign of strength and character. I have both. And determination. I'm not going to stop. I'm not stopping. I'm going to keep going forward. I'm going to keep making my points. And if people listen, that's great. If you don't listen, that's fine too. Take the jab. But don't bitch and cry later on. I don't want to hear it. Go away. Go cry somewhere else. You had your chance. I tried to help you. You mocked me. Made fun of me. I'm the uncouth. I'm the dirty one. I'm the super spreader. I'm the reason this pandemic is continuing on today. Oh, you can't take it back. They're not going to say they're sorry, but that's fine. Go away. Leave me alone. I got an interesting text yesterday from one of our gurus at RBN. And it was interesting because we couldn't quite figure it out. Which, you know, he said, what do you think of this? What do you think of this? And I read it. I watched it. And I was starting to figure out what's really going on here. Basically, essentially what it was saying to hold out for the next couple of weeks. Something big is going to happen with the FDA. Lawsuits will be filed. This whole thing is going to come unraveling. It's going to be shut down in weeks. I hope it's true. I hope so. I'm ready. So ready to be over with this. But, you know, we've thought this before. We've been told lies before. Whether it's Truth Media saying, yeah, this is really going on, or they were actually the imposters of Truth Radio. But we're told to hold off in the next couple of weeks. We'll see what happens here. And the lawsuits have been filed. I understand that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has also filed lawsuits against Pfizer for fraud and for health and safety reasons for their vaccine, their shot. Let's not call it a vaccine because it's not preventive. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens here. But like I said, we're divided at work. We're divided everywhere. We're not divided at church, but they don't want us to go to church. And there was a reason why they didn't want you to go to church, because that brings people together. That unites people for a common cause, a good. And they can't have that. They don't want people talking in church. They don't want you singing. They don't want any of that stuff. That brings people together, holds them together. That's the glue that holds people together, the religion. So like I said, this praying thing here, we can pray. It is not going to be the miracle. It is to bring us solace. It's to bring us peace of mind. It's to help us regroup and unite and come together for a common good. That's what it's going to be good for. It's not going to take care of the evil. Evil is here. It's not going away anywhere anytime soon. We will just have to ride this out together. So on this FDA bait and switch, we talked about it through the week. I know John mentioned it. I think Mike Rivero's talked about it a couple of times. The old bait and switch trick. Approved versus authorized. Don't you love it when they play with words? Approved versus authorized. Approved means they've gone through all the studies, the animal studies, by the way. No, those didn't happen. Or they did happen, but they didn't do so well, did they? Animals all died once they were reintroduced to COVID, SARS-CoV-2. Not a good start for a trial when your animal studies die. So we got to shove that one under the carpet here and forget about it. Don't even know if they've ever even told the FDA that. I bet they probably did not tell them. My guess is they never told anybody. They kept that to themselves. So lawsuits have been filed. And wife and I were talking the other day about
Yeah, I hear you fine. I muted myself to cough, and I can't unmute. I'm clicking on it, and it won't let me mute out. Get back. Okay. All right. We had a little problem here. I'm not sure. I got my mute here. I hit it mute to cough, and then it came back, and it didn't. So I don't know. So I'm being heard right now, Sam? Okay, great, great. Okay. So the lawsuit's been filed. Like I said, we want to appreciate and let Robert F. Kennedy Jr. know how much we appreciate him with his work fighting the evil entities here. And so I'm going to make a conscious effort. And when I find out the address, I will let you know. And I would like you also to send him a letter of thanks, appreciation for him taking on the evil entities that he's taking on right now. That's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to take on these people, and I'm very happy that he's doing it and doing a fabulous job. He's bringing great information out, bringing attention to a lot of things that we need to know here. You know, despite the mainstream media not telling you all the things you should know, and they're lousy at it. You know, they're just nothing but cheerleaders for Washington and the CDC and the World Health Organization. So it's nice to have people like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who are helping us to try to defeat the evil entity here. So we'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks. Crossing my fingers that maybe this might be the nail in the coffin here. I really am hoping that this happens. Talking about, you know, the relationships at work and your employees that you work with in your offices, wherever you work. The friendships are breaking down because of And we are back. Sorry for the interruption here. I have had some computer issues today for a little while. I don't know. Skype is not the greatest, but that's what we have to work with right now. Yeah, I will take calls. Yeah, put them on my screen here and let me know what I got. Sounds good. So getting back to the employee situation, the vaxxed versus unvaxxed, there was a video came out a couple days ago, a very emotional, powerful video came out from a Los Angeles fire chief, I believe it was, or fire captain, talking about being forced, mandated, you either take this or you're going to lose your job. Guy had been on the force for about 31 years as a firefighter. He'd given everything. He'd given it his all for his company. He loved his work. He loved his employer at one time. Now he says, I don't have that love for my employer. He certainly had no love for his union. The union was not representing him. And almost an emotional breakdown in the clip itself, but I understand that feeling to admire somebody that later on kicks you in the gut. And he's going to risk it all. And we actually need to do that. Now, we're in a bad situation here. Wife and I talked about this the other day. You got law enforcement, you got firefighters, you got people in healthcare. We're all taking care of people, helping people. It's very difficult for us to walk out and say we're going on strike, even though it would be necessary to do so. But doing that would be putting the population at risk, putting a gun to their head, and I'm not for that. So I've come up with solutions to say, if your employer says, does not listen to rationale of why you will not take this, because again, this is not a vaccine, this is experimental gene therapy. If they don't care about your health and they're not willing to stand by you to be there in the event that something goes wrong, liability, taking care of the costs, well, then they're really not your friend anymore. So you have an employer who you idolized, you admired, and now your employer is the evil entity. This changes everything. And I'm going to say that those people in areas that are not in the areas of healthcare, law enforcement, firefighting, we're stuck. We just can't walk out and hold a strike on this issue. Wish we could. That would be very irresponsible. I won't do that. But I am asking for those people in areas that are none of those three, if it comes down to take it or you're fired, walk out. Stage a walkout. Bring as many people as you can with you. Walk out. Cripple them. Like I said, these people pushing this on you are not your friends at all anymore. That friendship is over. Actually, when this stuff is all over, you might want to think about finding another place to work, because anybody who would actually put you in that situation with your economics to ruin you in order to take this experimental gene therapy is not your friend. And I don't give second chances very often, and I don't give second chances when it comes down to my health. I won't take back the cheating ex-wife, and neither should you, and the employer that treats you like garbage and thinks that you're a pincushion, an experimental guinea pig. That is not your friend. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Compliments of Acoustic Alchemy Against the Grain CD. Stuff here. Talked about approved and authorized as far as the FDA is concerned about Pfizer. Pfizer is the first one. I assume there'll be a domino effect of once we leave the emergency use authorization, everybody wants to get approved. Then it's easier for the corporations to mandate you getting this shot. It's still a shot. It's not a vaccine because it's not preventive, but it makes their case a little bit easier for them to saying you must comply now because the FDA has given approval. But I'll be honest, and I think you will agree, that the FDA slapping approval on it doesn't make up anything, doesn't change anything at all. You still got VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Recording System, and all the hundreds of thousands of injured people that are on VAERS that don't go away. So you can slap anything you want on it. You can put lipstick on the pig, but he's still got a pig with lipstick, and that's all you've got. It's not even a pretty pig. So that's the way I look at it with the FDA putting approval on something. But when it comes down to this approval, this wording, I read the actual letter, several letters about the approval versus the emergency use authorization. And a little trickery here in the wording, because it appears that Pfizer has another jab coming, which has been given approval, but you've never heard about it. Isn't that amazing? Something else is coming out that has been approved, and you're now just hearing about it. You haven't seen any trials. You haven't heard anything else about it. It's simply saying, by the way, we have a new one coming out, and it's now given approval, but you don't know any more about that. And I just find that rather fishy. Again, a little game of wordplay here. But a little bait and switch is what's happening here. So let's say I was stupid and ignorant enough to say, I'll take the Pfizer. Okay. It's been approved now because I believe the FDA is credible. So I go to find some clinic to say, give me the Pfizer shot now because it's been approved by the FDA. Well, that shot that just got approval will not be available for a while. It won't be available. So will they tell you that? No, they won't tell you that. It's a sure. We have the Pfizer one right here, plenty of vials. We got plenty on stock. Roll up your sleeves. Let's give you the shot now. So you'll be taking the emergency use authorization jab and not the approved, new approved FDA Pfizer shot. A little trickier here, a little bait and switch going on. That's exactly what's going on here. But you're not stupid enough to take this. You're like me. We're going to hold out. We're going to keep pushing this, that we're saying no, no, no. You know, when you hear liberals talk about, and you say, my body, my choice. How many times have we heard this before? My body, my choice. Usually it's associated with women carrying a baby at full term, pregnancy. They decide to abort. I don't like that idea myself personally, but it's their body, my choice. It applies only to killing the baby in the womb. It does not apply to you refusing this COVID shot. My body, my choice. Nope, nope. It doesn't apply to that. It only applies to killing the baby in the womb. Amazing. The military mandatory vax is coming. I've got a little theory on that. The military will be used. Now, they are planning on bringing down the size of the military in globalization. They don't need a huge military anymore. They just don't need that. But will they vaccinate, give this shot to all their military? They will probably do a little bait and switch on this one. I think what they'll probably do with the military, the Pentagon saying, give it to them as soon as possible, ASAP. I think what's going to happen is a bait and switch here. The military will be given a normal saline shot, saltwater shot, just like the Congress was given, just like Gates was given and his family and Fauci, everybody that's an elite who's going to survive the depopulation has been giving a normal saline shot, salt water. They will give the military the placebo normal saline shot, then wait a couple of days to a week and say, look, military is fully vaccinated, or that's what they'll say, vaccinated. And look, no adverse reactions, no problems, no death. It's all safe now. The FDA approved the shot, and look, the military took it, and they did fine now. Good PR, good marketing. But nothing's going to happen when you take normal saline. Not a thing. They'll do the switch again later on, the military, later on down the line when they don't need it. Remember, you remember what Henry Kissinger said about the American soldier, the U.S. soldier? A dumb animal to be used as a pawn for foreign policy, U.S. foreign policy. That hasn't changed. That's exactly what they still think of their military. And they also think the same for law enforcement, too. Defund them. We don't need them. So they'll use the military for the normal saline for a while, and then later on, they'll get their first shot. And they'll get their second shot. And their third shot will be the booster. They'll be behind one shot. Because they'll have taken normal saline salt water. It's a theory I have. If they can do it to the Congress and Congress gets away with it, the bait and switch. I try to put myself in the mind of the evil people that actually plan this out. And if I were an evil person planning this out, that's what I would do. I would use the military to market it to the rest of the reigning people to saying it is safe. Look, the military has been fully vaccinated now. There's no problem. So all you refusers are out there now, look, take it. The last strategy, of course, the four stages of manipulation is violence. That's your cutting you off from your economics, forcefully coming to your house to hold you down, to stick a needle in your arm. We're nearing that, but I think that's coming if this marketing campaign with the military doesn't work out. We'll see. Let's get to the phone calls here. Art in Philadelphia, you're on the show. Art dropped. Okay, Art, call back. Dan in Texas, you're on the show.
Steve.
Hey, Dan.
I couldn't disagree with you more. We're in the fight of our lives. We're in the fight of the history of humankind. And for someone to say, oh, but we're in the service industry, we can't go on strike.
Yeah.
Then your progression of argument's going to be, assuming they say, you get jabbed by October 1st or you're fired.
Yeah.
That comes September 30th, you're then going to get jabbed. And then your argument's going to be, oh, but we're the server. We can't leave these people without our help.
No,
so
I had
to do it.
No, I agree.
That'll be your next argument.
Well, you know, I'm still not taking it. I'd rather be fired. I'd rather be terminated. I don't, and I would. I'll go down that road.
What's the damn difference? What's the difference if they fire you on October 1st or you go on strike September 1st? What's the difference?
Well, I'm still alive, and I'll ride this out. And when the shit hits the fan, and yes, I said shit hits the fan, and when people start dying like flies, I'll be around to come back to say, hey, I'm ready to go to work.
It's already hit the fan, and you're not even willing to do your part to actually fight it. Oh, I can't.
Well, do you think I should just walk out of an ICU and said, all you guys on the ventilator, good luck to you. See ya. You think that's responsible of me?
Whose problem is that? Who's making the decision?
I would be just as bad as the evil people trying to kill people if I said, I'm telling everybody else other than service protected, you want law enforcement. You want firefighters, Dan. You want people in the hospital to take care of you if you have to. If they all walked out, how irresponsible would that be?
I want you all to go on strike.
Can't.
You in the hospital,
I would love
the police,
to. I would love
fire,
to.
Go
what I would
on
probably
strike.
Do is say, I'm taking 2 weeks off, leave of absence or something else. You'll have to figure it out. But to actually walk out and leave people that are on ventilators waiting for you to take care of them, help them. You might as well just put a gun in there. You might as well just pull a gun out and put one in their head.
Well,
because that's
pull
exactly
the gun out and put it to your head one day. But I already know that when it comes to it, you'll go get jacked.
No, I'm not. You're wrong. You're wrong.
That'll be yes, you will. That's the progression of your
argument. Dan, you don't know me very well. You don't know me very well at all. I've already made plans for everything. I am not taking it. My wife is not taking it. We're safe. We're going to be all right. We're going to ride this out.
No, you're not.
I'm not going to take it. There's nothing in the world. My economics are fine.
You're already taking it. When you say I'm not willing to go on strike, you're taking it.
You don't understand responsibility.
What's the difference between being
fired and going on? Now, Dan, you've always been a pretty good guy calling in, and now you're being wacko here. So I'm going to let you go and think about what you just said. You said some really stupid things tonight about putting a gun to somebody's head and killing them. Let their house burn down. Let their children burn up in a fire. Stupid things to say, Dan. Goodbye, Dan. Drop Dan. What is he drinking? The stupid Kool-Aid or what? What is going on with this guy? He's actually called in, been pretty good about calls. Now he's being a total jerk that I should walk out. We should all walk out and let fires happen and let people's houses burn down. Law enforcement, don't go to your jobs. Don't go on the scene of a crime. If somebody breaks into somebody's house and home entry break-ins and kills somebody, well, that's their problem. Hell with them, right? Right, Dan? What the hell is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? I said three sectors that can't walk out. That's responsibility. Don't you get that? If you work in a bank, that's not responsible for anybody's health. Walk out of the bank. You work at 7-Eleven, walk out. Anything. Teachers, walk out. But you can't avoid law enforcement. You can't avoid law enforcement, fire protection, and health care. They've already got me. They already got you. You don't know me at all, man. You don't know me at all. Not taking a shot. I'm not in a position where I'm going to have to go, oh, I'll have to. A lot of Americans got themselves in crap because they overspent their earnings. They lived way outside their means of their economics, and they are in shit trouble now. Yes, they're in trouble right now. Got that big boat. They got those nice cars. They got their nice house. They got all their toys, and they're going, damn, I got to keep my job. I got to take this thing. I don't want to take it, but I have to because I'm in trouble. I'm in debt to my eyeballs here. I got to take it. I don't live beyond my means. Most people do. Unfortunately, they live beyond their means. Live a very modest life. No big frills. No big boat on my driveway. I don't drive expensive cars. Matter of fact, a 2007 and a 2011 cars are what I own. I take care of them. I maintain them. And they look fine. They drive fine. I don't need a new car every 5 years. You just pay the damn thing off, and now you gotta get a new one. You gotta get another debt. You never think about what may happen with your job or your economics. Well, now you're in trouble. Some of these people will probably cave in and say, "I'll take the shot. I have to. I don't have no choice." I know people like this. They're so afraid because of everything they have, of all their accumulation, all their stuff, that they're going to lose it all. So they'll have to take it and cross their fingers or wait. Dan, that's the weirdest call. You've always been good caller. And I don't know what happened to you today. I'm not going to be irresponsible. If I'm irresponsible, that puts me in the same category as these evil bastards that I'm talking about today. They don't care about people. They don't care about you. I care about people. I still care about people. Think about what you said, Dan. I know I'm going to get some nasty emails from you. And if you do it, I'm just going to drop you. You're on your way. If you keep this up, you're on your way of getting banned on my show. Do you want that? Do you really want to be banned on my show? You've been a very good asset to the network calling in on my shows and many other shows. I hear you all the time. And I've always said that's a pretty good call. At Andy in Texas, it's a good call. Dan in Texas, sorry. A good call. Okay. Now today, for some reason, I'm supposed to just neglect people that rely on me. I'm supposed to neglect them, to say, hey, man, tough. Nice knowing you. Go towards the light. Can't do it. You see, I've signed on to the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm. Did you forget all about that, Dan? Do no harm. People in medicine, do no harm. You want me to be a Kevorkian? Enough of this call. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here and talk to Dan in Washington. Dan, you're on the show.
I live in Washington State. As the governor mandated all healthcare workers get it, the vax by October. And my friend's brother's wife works at an eye clinic, and they've had all these people come in, and they have blurry vision, and they check their eyes, and there's nothing really wrong with their eyes, but they've had the vaccine, and there's like such high blood pressure in their brain that they're getting blurry vision. And then we had a young guy get vaccinated in Spokane, and the local news, I guess, has been reporting on it. I haven't seen it, but he dropped dead after he got the vax. And so she said she's going to quit in they have to get the vax in October, and she's in the healthcare field.
Yeah.
And she said she's going to quit. And I said, we'll make them fire you, you know. And then hopefully everyone that gets fired just set up a tent, you know, on the governor's at the state capitol and just move in there. Can't work.
Well, you'll also hopefully get unemployment for it, too. They fired you.
Yeah.
You were insubordinate, whatever. They're going to figure out why you didn't take it. Fire you for it. So, okay. You got people sitting at home waiting for stimulus checks, and people who don't want to take the jab refuse to take the jab. They get fired for it. So I'll go home, sit home, and wait for my check. I'll wait for my check until this storm blows by. That's what I'll do. Matter of fact, I got an article right here from the Epoch Times. Nurses warn of staff shortages due to vaccine mandates. They're looking at maybe 20% of nurses. I'm not sure about all different branches, but nurses, 20% saying, I won't take it, I'm walking out. Now, we've heard about these stories, and these exactly what these are, stories about hospitals exploding. We've got so many patients, we've converted a parking garage into a COVID unit. Total BS on that right there. Right off the BS meter right there on that one, because there's nothing hygienic about a parking garage. Oil, grease, there's no way. There's no electrical outlets for anything. That is a total garbage story, but it got out there. And anybody who watched the news said, oh my gosh, this is really bad because the hospital is so full, they now have to use a parking garage for a hospital. It's a BS story, a nothing burger story. That's where we are. A lot of nothing burger stories out there, a lot of fear propaganda. Again, just keep working at you until you get to the point where you're so afraid, you're so scared that you'll finally give in to common sense. You're giving in to your common sense, and you're going along with the rest of these sheeple who don't have common sense, and you're just going to take the shot. I feel sad and sorry for people who have lost their self-esteem, who have lost their identity, who have poor character, and who will cave in now. It's too bad, because I think hopefully in the next couple of weeks, something really will happen here. That these lawsuits will be filed, and this will all stop. I'm hoping.
That was the point. I told them, because I remember you saying that. And if you make them fire you, because if you just quit, it's harder to get unemployment or anything, and it's just quit. But if you make them fire you, you can legally get a law, join a class action lawsuit. You can file, fight for unemployment, and so kind of like the last caller. I mean, in a way, you're going on strike. Either way, I would make them fire you and then set up a big protest.
That's it. That's exactly what I would do. That's exactly what I would do. I just wouldn't walk off because, again, that's going to keep you from getting unemployment. But, I'm just not going to take it, refuse. Okay, you get fired. Good. I'll go home. I'll do my unemployment until this whole thing blows over. But to actually say I'm walking out of a hospital and I'm putting their lives on the line to saying, I don't care about your lives. I signed on to the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm. I'd live by that. That's when I don't live by that, I won't be a nurse anymore. I'll be done with the career.
Now, why would you go on strike anyway? I mean, in Florida, they're not mandating it.
No, they're not. For me, I'm okay. Right now, we're great. Our governor is fighting this, and he's under the gun right now because they're going after him. He's the new Donald Trump to go after, by the way, Ron DeSantis. But no, he's fighting for us. I'm very happy to say Ron DeSantis is doing a fabulous job on stopping this. He's losing the battle when it comes down to the mask mandates in schools. The schools are disregarding him. They're doing what they want to do, like the corporations are doing. But it's optional. It should be optional if you want to or not. And the same way as the shot, optional. If you want to take it, take it. I don't care. But this whole thing across the board, everyone will take it. We're all in this together, is not my mindset. It never will be.
Yeah, I heard the Chicago, I think it was the Chicago Police Department, came out really strong, and he was using the F word and said, this isn't Nazi. Of course, they always got to blame the Nazis, not the Bolsheviks. Yeah. But he says, this isn't Nazi Germany, and screw your vaccine, and this is about he gave a really good speech. This is about resisting, I think he said totalitarian system coming down on us. This is about fighting for freedom. And so I'm hoping more people like that, you know, if they start fighting back, it'll be good. And
I agree.
So I agree with you. Make them. I mean, you don't have to go on strike because your governor's good. And I think Texas passed the law, too, where, I agree. Make them fire you. And then you won't be working anyway. Then protest. Then go on
strike.
That's
exactly it. Right.
You know?
Right. All right, Andy. Got to move on here. Appreciate your call. Thank you. I appreciate that. Mitchell in Memphis, you're on the show. That was Dan. Okay, we got Andy in Texas now. Okay, Andy in Texas. Got it. Welcome, Andy.
Hey, Steve. Hey, I don't know who that guy was or where he came from, but that was just rude.
Did it make sense to you? I thought I made it pretty specific here to saying these three entities are, we're responsible for people's lives. If we walk out, we're just as bad as the evil people that are pulling this agenda on us right now. I can't see law enforcement saying, we're going on strike. I can't see what if your military said, we're going on strike? And they all walked out and you had no military coverage. Can't do it.
Yeah, I could see a whole bunch of people going on strike. That would be just hilarious based on what we've seen so far. That would be like, oh, are you kidding me? Now that's what's happening? I mean, what we've seen so far has been tricky all along. None of us want to believe it. None of us want to see this. I mean, we certainly don't want to see anybody dying from a COVID vaccine. But meanwhile, we're seeing all this. Somewhere in your family, when COVID came out, that we could hardly find anybody who knew anybody who was dying from COVID. And we couldn't get a verification because they were told they died from COVID because it didn't matter what you had. As long as you died, it was COVID. So now, but we can confirm that these people are actually having adverse reactions. I mean, there's a lady in Las Vegas. She came out as a Latino lady. She came out and she says straight up, look, my daughter got the COVID-19 vaccine 5 hours ago and she's dead right now. They're killing us. They are killing us. Yeah. And so
back, I talked about a 13-year-old boy. I think it was in Utah. He ended up dying.
Myocarditis.
A 13-year-old boy gets a shot and then gets myocarditis, loses heart functioning. He ends up dying in an ICU. They keep saying that children should take this. Their myocarditis for a 13-year-old boy, I've never seen it. I've seen lots of myocarditis. I've seen tons of pericarditis. I've seen lots of sepsis. I've seen a lot of things in my life in 28 years. I have never seen a 13-year-old boy come in with myocarditis. Never.
And then later die.
Yep.
And then later
never.
Die.
And
that's the thing. It's not just one 15-year-old boy. It's not just one 16-year-old girl. It's a whole bunch of people. And there's so much that we're not hearing right now. People need to get that in their head. You're not hearing.
And the Gardasil. Gardasil is the same thing. Lots of damage coming in from Gardasil. And it's still out there. It's still out there to be pushed on young men, and young women. First, it was women. And they finally said, let's double dip on this. Let's give it to boys, too.
Look at all the other. I mean, if you watch TV at all, and I do, I like to watch the old shows on MeTV and stuff like that. I get the old westerns and the old all that stuff. But their entire block of messaging is a bunch of different Rexall drugs, a whole bunch of drugs.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so and some of it's for psoriasis, some of it's for arthritis, some of it's for diabetes. Some of it's better than diabetes, but if you read the fine print, if you're able to read it, you got a big enough TV to read it, you can see completely what the results are.
Exactly.
I mean, you could end up with death. So it's the same thing as the vax. It's a dead jab, death jab. That's what I got for you tonight, Steve. Have a good night.
All right. Appreciate it. Your commercial break coming up here. We'll come right back to your phone calls. Mitchell in Memphis, you're up next.
Thank you. Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
So, Dan in Texas, maybe we should, you know, get rid of law enforcement. They all call in sick. Firefighters call in sick. All hospital people, just close the doors to the hospital. We all don't go into work and take care of sick people. We'll just, you know, come back another couple months, and then we'll get the bodies and get rid of them. Let's add to that list. Let's add the pharmacist, so you can't get your medication if you need medication to keep you alive. Forget it. Pharmacists all walk out. Yeah, that'd be very, very irresponsible, but it sounds like that's where the direction Dan was going in. No. Purposefully to say walk out, these people, we can't do that. Will I take the jab? No, I'm not going to take it, so if you want to fire me, fire me. That's fine. Is that the same as walking out? Totally different scenario here. I made the choice not to take it. If you're going to fire me for it, fire me for it. But I will not willfully put a gun to a patient's head and pull the trigger, because that's exactly what you do if you walk out. You want to fire me, but I'm not going to do the other. Back to your phone calls. Mitchell in Memphis, you're on the show.
What's going on? Steve, how
come? I don't know. I'm a little hot right now. I mean, that
sounds like
an idiotic call. If I'm supposed to
I'm a little hot, too, because I'm from Memphis, and you were supposed to play my, what do you guys call it, bump music? You know, that Walking in Memphis song?
I haven't played that in a long time.
You're supposed to cue it up. That's what you did last time.
Mark Cohn. We should be. You know what, Sam? You listen to that? Cue that one up next one. We'll play some Mark Cohn for you.
Everybody's pissed off tonight for different reasons. Hey, I wanted to ask your opinion or something, yeah. Steve.
Sure.
With all that we know about the vaccine.
Yeah.
The misery.
Call it a shot.
Of the shot.
Shot. Yeah.
Okay, the poison. That's
yeah,
even better.
The poison.
And so everything we know about this, the infighting, families being broken up, on and on it goes. Why in Alabama at the Trump rally, why in God's name did Donald Trump advocate? I could not believe it.
I couldn't
now,
either.
Is it just me? Am I crazy? Go ahead. You're filling the blank.
No,
am I missing
I
something?
Either. My wife and I said, she goes, did you see? I said, yeah, I saw that. They booed him. He was telling people to get the shot. He wants to be the father of the COVID vaccine, the COVID shot. I don't know. This thing is going to blow up. You don't want your name on this at all.
Steve Elkins, what, is that the first time that someone got booed at their own rally? Is that a record? Is that something new?
That's the first time I've ever seen Trump booed at a rally, ever time, first time.
I just couldn't believe it. At this late date, to still be telling everybody to get vaccinated.
I know.
And by the way, why is everybody talking about the electoral process and candidates? They haven't ironed out or corrected the system.
I know.
I mean, it was a stolen election. But I want to touch base with you on one more issue.
Sure, I'll hold you over top of the hour. We'll hold you over to the next show, and just hang on. Stay tuned.
My blue suede shoes, and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RB.